Mario had a little lamb, side of ham, candied yam. Mario had a friend named Mike until he wrote this song.
I'm not happy about this.
That's
you guys are slacking.
Mario's unhappy.
So welcome back to episode what?
12, right? Yeah.
So is this the year anniversary?
Again.
Is it?
For the third straight
month,
call it? It's the year anniversary.
The anniversary.
No, we already did that like three times.
This is like when you have an anniversary.
Sorry,
like
12 episodes anniversary means one
celebrated
a year, right?
For the year.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But we already passed a year in July.
Oh.
But it's 12 episodes, so they mix one here.
Congratulations. Well, you guys took a couple off. And
I'm not sure about your math. That's Nick's
voice. How many months are in a year?
I'm here?
That's hey. Nick's
voice. How many months are in a year?
Yeah.
12.
Okay. How many episodes we do?
12.
But you guys skipped months. It's been a full year since I was here last time.
Yep.
Yay.
Yes. Wait, we're not applauding that he hasn't been on for a year, right?
Yes, that's exactly
that's what it sounded like.
It's Nick Vember.
It's been way too long.
Nick Vember.
Nick Vember. That's good.
I like it.
So I'm really excited to be part of the full-time cast. Thank you very much for inviting me to join. Just kidding.
I didn't sign any contract.
Neither did I.
Mario's trying to get rid of me, so maybe you could just take my place.
Yeah. Open position, people. Open position. Send your resume.
This is actually an audition for me. They didn't tell you that.
I don't know it.
Mike, we just need your
equipment. We just need your computer.
We just need your equipment, your house.
I can picture the phone calls now. Hey, Mike.
Are you busy?
Can we come over and use your computer to record a podcast?
You can just be the producer.
Yeah.
Hey, you get credits.
Be like Fat C Low or whatever.
Fat C Low.
Just tell us what to do. We would not listen anyways, but at least you would present.
I tried to tell you not to, you know, eat chips on the podcast. Didn't work out so well.
Oh, yeah. Mario, where's your chips?
I don't know. I have nothing to eat today.
This is not going to go well.
Planning.
You know why? Because it didn't... I know the word. Forbidden? No. You did not... Does that make sense? You did not forbid it?
Forbidden.
Yeah.
Forbode.
I don't believe that, not even if you pay me.
You did not forbidden it.
No, flambé it.
That sounds wrong.
I forbode it.
You banned it.
Forbade.
Anyways.
So, earlier today, me and Mike and Mario went to lunch, okay? We each had separate cars. Mario's car is literally the next car over from Mike's.
Mike was in the middle between your car and my car.
No, I was like two cars away from either of you.
Yeah.
Okay? Mario calls me over from my car, which again is like four spaces away. Brett, come here. And then I walk over, and he hands me something across Mike's trunk and says, give this to Mike. He's on your side. Yeah,
it was too far for me.
Yeah, it was pretty much.
So, I have an interesting story about Mario.
Oh, good.
I'm scared.
That we're supposed to share.
Goes without saying.
I was supposed to share?
On a past podcast.
You could just say I have a story about Mario. We assume
it didn't actually happen, but I was talking to Mario about actually Mario's talking to me trying to pick a new physician.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh god, I already know what you're talking about.
And
the hardest thing in the world to do is to choose a physician, because you have no clue who those people are. What I do is I stalk them online to find pictures of them, mm-hmm. and then I judge them by the pictures.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
Mario judges.
What am I going to do? I just read a name.
Because who cares about medical experience? What? I like his smile.
What do you understand?
Exactly, Nick.
That's did a face you ever I can see trust. Them? Did you ever see their medical thing? Oh, I graduated over here, and then I like golfing and whatever. Like, I don't care that you like golfing.
But golfing, care where they went to medical school.
That's true.
Yeah, but you'll be. Like, I don't know. I'm sure you went to school somewhere, because if it's a doctor.
On the internet.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Anyways, so
this
I
is
just...
what Mario says to me. He sends me. He says, "I don't know. I'm between these two guys," and he sends me a picture of two doctors. And I'm like, okay. I look at their pages. I'm like, they both seem good. They both speak Italian, which is good. I was like, why don't you go to the one that's closer or whatever? And I kind of just picked one. And I was like, why don't you? How about this guy? And Mario's like, I don't know. His mouth is gross.
He has a gross mouth. I have to look at his mouth while he's talking to me.
That's the way you should pick your physician, based on how gross his mouth is.
So now you have to find him a dentist.
No, then the funny thing is, like, they put pictures that were in the, like, 20 years old, and now they're 90. So you go there, it's a completely different person.
Okay, so then... so then he sent me another one recently, and... This is exactly how the conversation went, because I'm looking at it. He sent me a link that I clicked on, mm-hmm. and then he said,
"It's another doctor."
It's in Italian, but he said, what do you think?" Before I could answer, he said, "To me, he looks like a maniac."
But anyways, he looks like a maniac because he has a mustache. And it's just...
Anybody that has a mustache looks like a maniac.
No, it's just weird. But like I said, how do you choose a doctor? You just go online.
By his mustache.
They yeah. give you quality a of list mustache. Of people. And ooh,
this one went to school in Singapore. I don't know. But he has a nice mustache.
Actually, I don't think Singapore's, I'd go to a guy with a mustache.
I have to example, judge but. By how they look.
How hygienic are mustaches?
Or by their credentials.
What's the credential of a doctor?
Not his mouth.
Okay, so what do you read? That you,
I don't know, right, medical school, Brittany, years,
you work in
years
a medical
practicing.
Field. What
you
do you judge a doctor
see
for?
See if there's any open lawsuits against them. If
there
the
you go.
State has yep. ever written them up, if they've ever been fined.
How do you even look this stuff up?
If they've ever
Google.
Killed
Google.
Anyone.
Google.
Instead of looking up his Facebook page,
murder
how many
charges.
Friends he has.
Yeah, if you can find out if he
I
likes golf, you can
on
find
Facebook.
Out if he's being sued.
Okay, I guess. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yelp.
Like, touche. Yeah.
You got me there.
You can Yelp
can
on
you
the
Yelp
doctor.
A doctor.
Is he on Angie's list?
Yeah.
I thought that the way they look was the best way to judge a doctor.
That's
all
his
right.
rule for
can
everybody.
Can we just end it right there?
That's his rule for everybody. I think, at the actually, Mike, when you edit this one, put that at the very end of this podcast.
Why?
I think the best way, how they look is the best way to judge a doctor. And
it is.
Mario knows best. Words to live by.
It's like, I like this doctor, but he likes
because I don't know.
Why
do I have
him.
To go there like have an interview with all of them?
How do you judge anything? Is it always by how people look?
No.
Exactly.
Like a dentist?
A doctor is really important.
What
that guy's going to like look at you. He's going to look at you naked. He's going to judge you. He's going to tell you stuff.
So he better look good while doing it.
So his mouth better not be gross.
Yeah.
So shouldn't
right.
Get
first
like
of
a,
all,
shouldn't
exactly.
you get like a fat doctor then that wouldn't be judgmental?
No. A fat doctor, what is going to tell me? You have to lose weight? Then I can make fun of him?
That's probably pretty good.
What
you
if
guys
like,
I know.
Let's
yeah, me
lose
too.
Weight together.
Yeah.
No, I'd be like, hey.
All right, if it was a
by
dentist.
By the way, I went to the doctor. The first thing he told me, guess what it is? What it was.
What?
We already know what the problem is. That's what he told me.
That's what he started with?
Yeah.
And he said, but why don't you
go my name
with
is
the,
blah, blah, blah. We already
Mario
know what
said,
the problem is. You basically have 3 million pounds. We need to lose them.
He did not say that.
Nah, he told
and me. Then he said, but let's still check you out anyways.
Yeah, then they did a visit, whatever. Like, and then he ended
said,
with.
Go in this room
and
put the robot.
He said, we already like, know what the problem is. My mouth's kind of gross. Yeah.
This might be the mustache talking, but I think
enough
I know what the problem
me.
Is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, but that's how I judge doctors.
Wait, so you went to that guy?
I did go to
that
guy.
That we just saw that picture of?
Hey, believe it or not.
How did
he's
he talk?
He's the
head of the
responsible,
department.
Yes. He's the head of the department.
Really?
Crazy
but
department.
That picture I told you is like a 20-year-old. Right now he's like 90.
He's probably not even supposed to see. He's only supposed to supervise. Probably not even supposed to see.
Delegate.
People.
Maybe because I'm such a special case, he wanted to see me personally.
Like, I gotta see this for myself.
Like, yeah, we have to do some researches on him. So I want to go check this special case.
Pulls out a book on hippos.
Yeah, so that was my doubt. I mean, I would like to hear you guys. How do you
Are
choose
you from
a doctor?
Columbia?
How did I choose my doctor?
Well, we used to have the same doctor, Mario.
By chance. Like yeah.
Hey, we both watched the same
Mario.
YouTube video.
Doctor,
we used to have the same Dr. Mario.
No, we used to have the same doctor, but it just happened. And you know why I chose him? Because I went on YouTube and I found a video of him.
Yeah.
And I liked him. I liked the way he talked. I was like, okay, I'm going to choose you.
That's
what
good,
was the
that's
video?
A decent way.
Was that
an ad for his
I'm
business?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, some of the doctors have like video profiles.
Yeah, it was a profile of him. So I found him online. I was like, oh, I like this guy. And then, of course, he left.
He did leave.
Typical.
And then he was like,
doctors.
You're on your own. So I had to find somebody else.
And he dropped the needle.
Did he leave after your first
hey,
appointment?
Guys, you should have known my Peace. Doctor in Italy.
Yeah.
My doctor in Italy, first of all, was a girl. In Italy, the doctors are different. Like, you don't have to set an appointment or whatever. They just have their office. They're always open. You go there, you just stay in line. Like, whatever people are there, you just stay there. Whenever it's your turn, you go in. It's like a walk-in all the time for the doctor. You don't take appointment.
Okay.
And it's free, so you can go every day. They're always there for you, whatever. And so I go there, and this girl was... First of all, she would smoke.
What?
She was... Yeah, she would smoke with you, like this.
Oh, she would smoke.
In the office?
Yeah, like with you. Wow. Like with you.
It's not
there.
Like he said she was smoke.
She was smoking. I think she would smoke. I'm like, sorry. She would smoke.
Street slang. Like she was like really hot. Like she was smoking. She was a smoke show.
I did too. I was 50-50.
She was smoking. Yeah. Whatever. She'd be like,
she would smoke.
Yeah. So why are you? What's up?
Let's talk about your health.
Like Gloria.
So I'm like, okay.
Sit down, sweetie.
And you know, there's not this thing called the physical. They don't go there and check you, whatever.
Mario made air quotes on physical. Like that's not a real thing. Like,
you just go there and tell them what the problem is and they will check. They were not like, okay, let me... Whatever. So I go there all the time. I used to go there when I was sick or whatever. And if you have to check, like, let me check your pressure, whatever. She had a little bed when you lay on. And she had cats on him. So she would, like, put the cats
shoo
away.
Shoo them off?
Shoo them off.
Shoo the cats.
Yeah, because it's in their... All the doctors usually at their house.
So it's nice and sanitary. That's good. That's
they close the other doors and you just go into one room they have in the house. They're like set up as a office.
This was not a doctor.
Yeah. No, it is a doctor. Oh my God,
people
guys,
in Italy right now are listening going, nope, nope, yeah. Definitely not that way. Nope.
It depends. We have office building that have doctors, like, so you
crazy
go there.
Cat lady of Palermo?
But my doctor was her house. She just was doing her in the house. She just had one room set up as an office. And the hallway, do you find chairs where people sit there waiting for a thing? And if there's no chairs, you just wait outside in the hallway with the stairs where all the other people leave and whatever. Hey guys, that's Italy. So
that's Italy.
Like the day after Mario left Italy, this one was on the news.
And she had cats over there. She had cats on the bed. And she would just shoot them off. And like, okay, sit here. And then she would check your pressure or whatever.
Wait a sec. So if I had lived in Italy when I was little, I would have gone to this woman's
so-called
medical practice. Yeah, exactly. Oh, she you have asthma. Really you're allergic to cats.
And while she was smoking in front of you.
Seriously.
But I have to say, she was a really good doctor. Tons of people would go there all the time. She was really good.
If they were
good.
Going there all the time, she probably wasn't that
they
good
still
of a
do.
Doctor.
Yeah, right.
I'm still sick, but you're a really good doctor.
Yeah. No, they still... she was
my
really...
asthma's getting worse. Come back tomorrow.
Hey, I gotta say...
Lay down in the cat bed. Tell me what's wrong.
It's a good...
My asthma keeps getting worse. We'll have to see you more often.
I know. It's like she's like, let me listen to your breathing, and you're breathing in cat
hair.
More,
it's smoke. Called... In, first of all, your primary care is called... Family doctor. So annoying.
Wait, did you air quote that too?
No.
Family doctor.
Your so-called physical.
I hate you guys.
Mario's air quoting every time his doc says doctor. In Italy, it's doctor.
Yeah, Mario. But the funniest
plus,
thing.
Plus, one thing you guys have to explain to me: how you put the stupid robes on?
The robe?
The one they give you at the doctor.
Oh, those
I
are hard.
I have a problem
hate
with
that.
Those things.
Me too.
I have it always my butt hanging out because I have no clue how to cover it.
Yeah,
yep. That's pretty much half, like, of the, half of the population.
It's to make.
Can you just give me instructions when you give me that thing? You just said
the
thing that it's open everywhere.
The two sides together.
Put it on backwards first. Tie it in the front, then swing it around.
Ew.
Oh. What?
Well, you're behind a curtain. No one's going to see anything.
Yeah, but wait. The point is for them to be open so the doctor can get in there. Your butt's supposed to be showing.
Yeah.
It's true.
No, but then you have to walk around.
Mm-hmm. What? In a room like the size of a closet? It's not that, like...
Mario's like, I left my keys in the waiting room.
I'll be right back.
He's like,
they're down
get
here
phone.
On the floor. Oh.
Ah! Don't you have your insurance card, sir? I left it in the car.
But yeah, I have a problem with those things. I'm always like, oh, this guy's gonna come and I'm just gonna put my jeans on.
I think it's a power thing. They want you to feel like unsettled. Yeah. Like, I don't even know if this robe is on right.
Yes, exactly.
Whatever the doctor says.
That's my thing. You know this guy, first of all, first doctor I see, because I never saw you, it's my first visit at you. I think your mouth is gross. You look awkward. And then I'm there with my butt out and I don't know how to put this stupid robe on. Anyways,
wait,
that
is this
was
the
my
one you said looked like a maniac, or did you say that about somebody
no,
else?
That's
no, that
one.
Was the one you said looked like a maniac.
Because that guy looks like a maniac.
The
that's
maniac,
not the one with the gross mouth. It's
the
one
maniac,
with the
you don't have to get naked when you go there.
Mario, but just tell, I think the story got cut out a long time ago, but when you got hit by a car in Italy, what your doctor said?
That I asked the God I was fat.
Yeah.
Did you?
In Italy, I gotta say, guys, doctors in Italy are straightforward. They go to the problem. They don't care about you get offended. Because in Italy, it's not like here. People never get sued in Italy. There's no such thing as suing. So they just go to the point, and that's the way it should be. So I went there. I Somebody's going to get punched. And I was working on my...
Aggression.
We'll get back to that, though.
Yeah, we will.
Because well, go ahead, Mario. So you go...
I fell off the scooter.
They offend you.
And... I went to the doctor and the doctor told me, thank God you're fat. Otherwise, you would have break any single bone in your body. Way to go, doctor.
That's my professional opinion.
Is there science behind
my
that?
My professional opinion, yeah.
Oh, man.
Cause that, and this guy is Italian, of course. And the first thing he told me was like, we already know what the problem is. Like, thank you. I didn't need a degree to tell me I'm fat.
So that was what the problem was?
Yeah.
So after the last podcast, Mario, oh, yes. Mario and Mike, it's starting already, went to California.
We did.
Where?
We met some of our listeners.
Yep.
It was a business trip.
This is a promotional tour.
We wrote it off on our taxes.
Yeah, that's good.
We used the company credit card.
And a lot of people recognized you guys,
or one of us,
or were one of you. Yeah,
I'll just say that it was like I used to be in a band when I was like 17, 18 years old, and I was the drummer. And people don't notice the drummer, like ever. So girls, you know, I'd be standing with other band members, and they'd come up like to us, and the girls would say to the people standing with me, "You're in the band, right?" And they'd be like, "Yeah," and they'd be like, "That's so cool," and they walk away. And I was always like, I'm in the band too. Like, nobody ever notices me. And that's how I felt in California this trip with Mario. People would see us and be like, or be introduced.
We should have some violin playing in the background with this.
And they'd be like, they would be like, oh, you're Mario from the podcast? Oh, that's awesome. And then look at me and go, what's your name?
And you said Mike, and they still didn't know who you were.
And go, oh, yeah, cool. So, Mario.
Who are those other two guys in the podcast with you?
Are you the one with glasses?
No.
I mean, yes, but no.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm happy to have listening. No, well, wait.
And then at the end, we went there for a wedding, actually. And at the end of the few days we were there, at the end of the wedding, I went up to the groom's mother, and I congratulated her again. And she said, thanks. Where do I know you from again? And I said, I was at your house just like two nights ago, you know, with Mario. And she's like, oh, Mario. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tell Mario I love his podcast.
Yeah.
But do we want to say hi to them?
Yeah, of course.
And everybody else that's contacted us since?
Marcus is a big listener of ours.
He is.
And we didn't know, so I had to.
He deserves a shout out.
Pleasure to meet him.
Marcus.
Meet him. Yeah.
Make his acquaintance.
And Ramiro.
Yep.
And this family. It was really nice.
Don't you want to congratulate them on getting married?
Ramiro, yeah. Well, Ramiro. He knows. You've been there.
He knows.
Give him the moral support.
Okay, all right. Just making sure.
By the way, I'm sorry that probably Talita thinks that I freaked out by kids, but...
You're freaked out by kids?
By kids. No, I'm just freaked out by kids singing.
Okay.
Kids singing freak me out, because it's like an horror movie scene. There's always kids in the background. Isn't it true? You hear songs, there's all dark, and then the kids singing in the background.
Oh, it's all like creepy. Yeah, I guess.
So when...
Do you want to play with us?
Every time there's a new release of CDs and there are kids singing, I cannot listen to them. They really like, they're creepy. They have that evil voice.
Yeah, they are scary.
Kids have an evil voice.
Yeah.
They might look like angels, but they're actually evil sometimes.
Only some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it's dark and they sing, then they're fine.
They're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, no, I cannot have kids and then stay with them in a dark room. Even if it's my daughter.
Next time we're over your house, Brett, lock Mario in a dark room with Layla.
So I know, right? Don't make her sing.
Tell her to sing a song.
Mario, it's your turn to put Layla to bed.
No, just Lamar. Yeah. Put him in a dark room, but don't tell him Layla's there.
And you can't let Layla start singing. There was a thing like that in Madagascar when they're in like the dark train car and they
hear, I didn't see that one.
La 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 la. It's the little dude.
Let's all sing like little kids. I'm gonna freak my already.
La 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 la.
Get the lights.
That actually kind of freaked me out.
You guys are awful.
It did.
You shut the lights off and do it.
There you go. What was that? Was there a Mario Zumba story he was gonna tell?
Zumba.
I went Zumba for the first time.
How was it?
Can you describe what Zumba is for people who don't know?
First of all,
First of all,
let me say.
People like me.
I don't know. Have you ever been to Zumba?
Tell me one thing about Zumba.
Zumba is like, okay, first of all, I always expected to be like old people dancing. And it was going to be ridiculous, like, let's try to copy Spanish culture, whatever kind of thing. But I realized, I was like, you know what? My friend was doing Veronica.
Veronica.
Veronica. Was like, let's try to do Zumba. Let's try to do Zumba. I'm like, listen, I don't want to go to Zumba. It's going to be ridiculous. So she convinced me. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to do it once just to try it. So at work, They told me, "You have any plans for the weekend?" So I was like, "Yeah, tonight I'm going to try Zumba," and everybody started laughing. I was like, "Mario, you're going to be laughing your butt off all the time." I was like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, because it's our mirror everywhere, and then you will see." I'm like, "Okay, let me just try." So we go there with Veronica. We walked into the class. Of course, I was in the back, and Spanish music starts, and all you do is dance for like an hour.
He's like, "I knew it."
After 10 minutes, I was exhausted. I was like dying. And the stupid old ladies in front of me, like 80 years old, were kicking like crazy. Keeping up all the time, I'm like, I'm not stopping till one of those ladies drops dead in front of me. Because they cannot be more alive than me. So we went all the time.
And yet?
And they did. Those things were crazy. Yeah. So an hour went by, and all you do is dance and laugh at yourself because you have a mirror in front of you, and you look how... It's funny because you think you move really graceful, and then when you look at yourself in the mirror, you just see an elephant dancing.
Sounds like a can't-miss formula.
I've never seen an elephant dance.
So well, interesting. You look at me doing Zumba, and it's the same thing. But now like I'm kind that. Of hooked to that. And,
wear your workout clothes purple.
I'm going to try.
Like again. A dancing eggplant.
You should.
And I'm going to go Monday, and actually there's going to be a guy teaching, so we're going to try it better.
He's going to be your doctor.
He's like, what are you doing
here? I texted Rosara, actually. Rosara, because she's a Zumba
instructor.
And I was like, "Hey, I went to Zumba for the first time," and she was so happy. I want you guys to try with me once.
Oh my gosh.
Brett and Mike. No. You guys have to come.
Never.
Yes.
Not me, though.
Let me get back to you.
Well, Nick, you're already skinny. You can move. I want to see that.
You're graceful like a gazelle.
Like, yeah.
Because you're skinny.
Yeah.
So we did get actually one of our listeners, Stefano, emailed us and said that he was missing the Napolitan lessons.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he would like you to use some, you know, some other well-known phrases, Napolitan phrases.
L'acqua e poco e a papera no galleggi.
I don't understand a word of that.
L'acqua e poco.
Oh, okay.
Poco. E al papero non galleggia.
What's that?
Isn't galleggia like to gallop? Gallop?
Yes.
No, galleggiare is to float.
Oh, now it's to float.
Because it's the duck.
What was the word before that?
The water is low and the duck is now floating.
Cosa significa? What does that mean?
That's the whole quote?
You, it's an expression used a lot.
That Naples. Was like 18 really, words in Italian.
It's really used to be like, how's it going? The water is less and the duck is now floating, which means...
My life is terrible.
There is not a lot going on. I mean, like, there is not... It's a bad period.
I'm going to drown. Okay. I'm going to die.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, I'm drowning in my own misery.
Would there be an equivalent to that?
It's like a boat. If there is no water, the boat cannot go.
Right.
So, how's it going?
Wish I were dead. Yeah, that's the American. Wish I were dead.
Sounds like you're saying. Yeah, sounds
I don't want to live anymore.
My life stinks. There's no water.
How's it going? I'd rather be drowning.
Or could be taken as like.
Ne spudan gilagam vacce de torn.
Nope.
I like to point out. I like to point out that Mario's googling all of his Napolitan.
No, it's not. It's not. I just find all these.
No, he's just looking back through his text messages.
Nu spudan gilagam vacce de torn is when you do this.
Slow it down. Slow it down, Mario. Say it again, slower.
Nu spuda gila.
Nu spuda gila.
Okay, now show everybody that's for the podcast so that everyone can see.
Nuspudangela can vatch the torna.
Ah, I understand now. Don't spit into the sky because it comes back in your face.
Oh, that's good.
It's a good one. In your face.
And
I think
scene.
That's the opposite point that it's trying to make, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to think about it, but like, yeah, you're not right.
You shouldn't so say like, in your
so
face,
what are the two expressions that we use in Naples a lot? That's
how
they're
listening.
That the
court. Oh,
the lesson.
L'acqua e poca, papa non.
Yeah. Okay.
No, look, we can't. If we remember one of these.
Just say it.
L'acqua e poca, papa non galleggi.
No, Brett. Brett.
That's what I usually do.
Brett.
Yeah.
Brett, just say it.
L'acqua e poca.
E papa non galleggi.
E papa non
galleggi.
Say it.
E papa non galleggi.
Are you Brett?
I'm trying to help.
Brett.
L'acqua e poca.
E poco.
E poco.
E a papa non galleggi.
What?
E a Baba do Nugalage.
E Baba do Nugalage.
What are you saying right now?
He's making it difficult on purpose.
Baba do Nugalage.
Nu spudangele gambaccia de dorn.
Nu sputa che?
Nu spudangele.
Nu spudangele.
Nu spudangele.
Nu spudangele.
Gambaccia de dorn. What? Canvace de dorn.
Canvace
de dorn.
Canvace de dorn. I said it right, you just didn't hear it.
No, I just let you go, but...
Canvace de dorn.
Non sputare in cielo quando ci sono vacche. Canvace
tutto intorno? Is that what you mean?
Eh?
What?
Eh?
Okay, I'm gonna finish this.
This is like when you repeat finish a word him. A lot.
Finish it!
Finish it.
Okay, so resume number one was Nick, so next interview is gonna be probably another guest, and we'll see.
I guess this means you didn't lock it up.
No.
Send us an email if you want to be our next interview.
As far as I'm concerned, Nick.
We'll let you know. We'll get back to you.
You'll be back. I'll make sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we have to wait till November?
Leave your number to the secretary when you go out.
All right, guys. That was fun. It was a good podcast. And I'm going to end it right now laughing.
Finish it.
Mario, what would you prefer?
Ron Ben Israel.
A hamsicle or a horsicle?
Is the hamsicle made out of ham?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
It would
hamsicle
be,
hamsicle is
yes.
actually made out of chicken, believe it or not.
Okay, so...
No, I'm joking.
Sarah Lee Selson. Yes? Your answer, please.
Fagical. Fagical.